Mom!
What you're listening to are musicians performing psychedelic music under the influence of a mind-altering chemical called LSD. What you're hearing now is the hysterical laughter of a young man shaken by a wild hallucination midway through an LSD trip.
I'm so happy right where I am right now. Right where I am, I'm so happy.
Millions of Americans will illegally consume lysergic acid diethylamide, commonly known as LSD, during the next 12 months. Such indiscriminate use of LSD, once solely intended for scientific research, has snowballed into a nationwide crisis. Teenagers prowl along the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, high on the drug. Some of them chew the bark off trees and growl like dogs. They alternately writhe on the floor, screaming, cower in a corner, or dreamily prop themselves against the walls. 10,000 thrill seekers attend a 3-day LSD festival in San Francisco, undulating to atonal music while experiencing way-out trances. LSD pushers openly sell the drug on dozens of college campuses. Adherents include corporation presidents, noted educators, a magazine publisher. But it's mostly unsupervised teenagers, the rebellious adolescents searching for identity, who embrace LSD and sound its praises.
And it was the most beautiful thing in the whole world. And then the paintings on the walls were dripping. You could see the paint coming down them like this, just like if somebody was hosing it off at the top and all the paint was running down to the floor. But it was so pretty. They were running. Just like they were melting.
Yeah.
It was groovy. But that's the only hallucination I got off the whole trip.
Often, however, they put it to frivolous use. A colorless, odorless, tasteless, inexpensive substance. It's considered by the majority of them to be nothing more than a shortcut to instant bliss, where actually it may be dangerously harmful. It's as easy to obtain as a hamburger at a local drive-in. In major cities like New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, a purchase can be made on a street corner, in a delicatessen, or a coffee house. Night spots frequented by this clientele carry names like The Trip, Lysergic Agogo, The Doors of Perception, and The Brave New World. Members of the acid scene are no longer underground. Their widely dilated pupils are inevitably shielded from the light by dark glasses, whether the users are dropping caps while seated in the back of a motorcycle or languishing in a movie theater watching The Last Year at Marienbad or Juliet of the Spirits, surrealistic films which have heightened meaning for those who are turned on. It's a disenchanted, restless, insecure generation continually searching for new kicks. A 19-year-old expresses her feelings.
Well, I never think of when I'm 20 or when I'm 21. I think of tomorrow. Or this minute. And hope there's tomorrow. Because I don't like what's going on in the world. I'm scared of that.
Ah!
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have in the studio today? Who are you?
I am Mr. Cliff Nesteroff.
Cliff Nesteroff, how the hell are you?
I'm quite well, Nardwuar. How are you?
Now, very well, Cliff Nesteroff, because every time you come in, I know you bring in many goodies that make me feel very well. And you've been into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show before. Please, could you explain yourself a little bit? And actually, before you explain yourself, if you could explain about the song we just heard and what we're going to be doing. Actually, we're going to be doing some very familiar things. For listeners of the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, they're going to be very familiarized in this next little rock block we're going to play them, aren't they? But first off, tell what did we hear and how do I know you and why are you here? And why are you back from Toronto?
I am back from Toronto because I don't live in Toronto. I just went there to thrift shop for 3 months and come back with all sorts of cool and weird records, which I brought today. What we were just listening to was the LSD record on Capitol from 1967, which features the widow of Aldous Huxley and Timothy Leary and Allen Ginsberg all in a very demeaning light. It's an anti-LSD record put out in 67. The flip side also has surf music and anti-LSD narration. And what we're going to listen to coming up, the next four songs or so, are
we're going all out, aren't we?
We are going all out. We're going to drive people crazy with four different songs called Wonderful Town. And each one is about a different town, but they're all made by the same company, even though each record has a completely different label. But, yes.
I guess you buy the song, your town buys the song, and then they insert your town name in there.
They insert your town name.
Aren't the exact same singers in every sort of song?
Pretty much. It sounds exactly the same to me. Same group. Sounds like they knocked them off one after another in a studio, like, one afternoon, probably did about 20 in a row, and then mailed them off to various crappy towns around North America.
And as I mentioned, people may have heard them before, because I've played some of these before in an Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, but I've never played the one to complete the fourth quadrant or whatever, the Columbus, Georgia one. Like, you bring in a Columbus, Georgia one to complete. We're going to go to Trail, BC, Brantford, Ontario, home of
Wayne Gretzky, Phil Hartman, and Don Cherry.
And Hamilton, Ontario, home of the Forgotten Rebels!
The Forgotten Rebels
in Columbus, Georgia, home of
Big Johnny Reb, according to the song and the label. Which I think, Big Johnny Reb, I think it's that giant statue of sort of like a guy that looks like Paul Bunyan. I think that's what that town has. Not to be confused with Columbus, Ohio, which is a huge city. Columbus, Georgia is probably the size of Trail, BC. And I get a feeling that it's equally as crappy, because they only make these songs about really dumpy towns. So.
And right after this rock block, we're going to be delving into some Muhammad Ali and some Bobby Clark as well.
We're going to hear an amazing record that I picked up in Toronto for 50 cents. I'm very, very excited that I got it. It's called Muhammad Ali versus Mr. Tooth Decay. And it features the actual voices of Muhammad Ali, Howard Cosell, President Jimmy Carter, Richie Havens, on and on and on. It just goes on forever, and it's one of the weirdest records of all time.
But first, Trail BC, wonderful
town.
Welcome to Wonderful Town, Trail BC. The city of Trail is the western gateway to one of the most exciting regions of North America, the fabulous Kootenay Country in the southeast section of the province of British Columbia. It is in the Kootenays that the mammoth Columbia River Project is being developed, where the world's largest mine and smelter of their type are operated, and where other industry and commerce is developing more rapidly than at any time in its history. Yet while more than $100 million worth of construction is underway, the Kootenays continue to represent nature's unspoiled playground, an area of rugged grandeur, scenic riches, mountains, forests, lakes, and streams that abound in all types of big game and fighting rainbow trout. All is within easy access from Trail. The city centers a network of modern highways on the Southern Trans-Canada Highway. Trail's history is steeped in the adventurous mining era of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, when gold and copper mines flourished in the mountains of nearby Rossland. Originally, Trail was the Columbia River landing for sternwheelers serving nearby mining camps. In the wake of the mining boom, remained a smelter at Trail, which gave birth to the Consolidated Mining and Smelting Company's huge metallurgical and chemical complex of today. Besides being the home of Cominco, Trail is renowned for the world champion Smoke Eaters Hockey Club, champion curlers, and Olympic athletes. Trail offers all the amenities of modern living. The climate, warm summers and moderate winters, produces luxurious gardens, lush lawns, and mountain greenery spectacular to behold. Ever-changing and smartly developing shopping facilities makes Trail the major trading center for the fabulous Kootenays, with a moving, exciting, bustling trade. It's easy to travel to Trail, and it's worth seeing at any time of year. It's wonderful to be here. Visit this wonderful town, Trail, B.C. For more exciting information, write to the Trail Chamber of Commerce, Trail, British Columbia, that wonderful town.
Actually, I made a mistake. That was the actual description of Trail, B.C., not the actual song. We're going to be able to see the actual song in action, and you're going to be able to hear the actual song in action a bit later, because we're going to have to re-cue it. But thankfully, we have a whole bunch of wonderful towns. This is what we were waiting for. This is what we wanted to show you, and we'll get back to the trail, but let's go right now. Wonderful town. Brantford!
A voice of music,
Radio CKPC,
is
Brantford.
Mistake. Another mistake, Cliff. We
don't keep it, Cliff. It's your fault.
We keep going. You go to the mic, please. Another mistake. I keep playing the informational part of the record.
But it was now, your mistake.
But now
for
we
the record.
Now we have completely fixed everything, and we're going to go back. We're going to start now with what we promise you, listeners out there in Radioland. Wonderful town, Trail, BC. We have wonderful town all queued up,
yes.
Hopefully, for Trail, British Columbia, Canada, also home of Nancy Green.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. My love is Trail, BC, that's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, schools and churches, entertainment, places to shop. My heart's in Trail, BC, that's my wonderful town. Trail is the center of the fabulous Kootenays, giant of commerce and industry. Trail is the Silver City, and of course you will listen to Radio CJAT.
Trail is great to live in and work in,
a friendly and happy place to be. My love is Trail, BC, that's my wonderful town. Trail is the hometown of the Smokies
and famous Western hospitality.
There's Italian cuisine and always on the scene.
Trail, BC has CJAT.
You can ride red mountain slopes or drive the skyway.
View the valleys and the greenery.
Out on the lakes for a sail or on the Disney Trail.
You can listen to CJAT.
Along the boundary to Bent Forks to Creston Valley. In Ross, Langford, Vale, and Castlegar. Sarnellites, Nelson Knights, they all agree. They like Radio CJAT. My heart's in Trail, BC. That's my wonderful.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. That's Brantford, Ontario. That's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, schools and churches, entertainment, places to shop. My love is Brantford. That's
my wonderful town. Transport a center of transportation, marvelous business and industry. Brantford, the center of communication. Brantford, the home of CKPC.
Brantford is great to live in and work in.
A friendly and happy place to be. My love is Brantford. That's my wonderful town. Brantford has the Mohawk Lake and Chapel.
Glenhurst Garden to see.
Brantford, the home of the telephone.
Also the home of CKPC.
Brantford has the Grand Bell Homestead.
The Grand River winding through.
The Six Nation Reservation close at hand.
Brant County is the place for you.
Waterford, Simcoe, and Fort Dover. Burford and Paris, the Green. Jerseyville, Linden, and St. George. They like Radio CKPC.
again, you're still listening to hopefully you're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we still have in the studio here today?
You still have Cliff Nesteroff.
Thank you for not storming off after I made that mistake playing the wrong side of those records. Twice in a row I did that, didn't I, Cliff?
And you know what, Nardwuar? The first time I ever heard you, which was probably about 10 years ago on the radio, you were on David Wisdom's show on CBC, and you brought the Hamilton song with you to play on that episode, and you said, here we go, wonderful town, Hamilton, Ontario, and then the track started to play, and it said, welcome to wonderful town, Hamilton, and then you piped into it, oh, no, we made a mistake, it's the wrong side. He did the exact same thing 10 years later, playing the wrong side of the exact same song, but... anyways.
Thank you for highlighting my consistency. I do appreciate that. Cliff Nesteroff, you were a comedian, aren't you? Ba-boom.
Well,
you are a comedian.
But I wasn't making that up.
But this is your record collection.
This is my record collection.
This is your record collection.
More importantly, this is my record
collection.
This
is your record collection. A few of those records were mine in that last little rock block there. But Columbus, Georgia, we just heard. Wonderful town.
Yes.
And before that, Hamilton.
Yes.
And before that, Brantford.
Yes.
And before that, Trail, BC. And before that, a little bit of Brantford. And before that, a little bit of Trail, BC. Actual description. Most of these records have a description of the actual city, don't they, on the other side?
Yeah, more or less. That Columbus, Georgia was the only one that had the same song on both sides. And I kind of want to visit Columbus, Georgia, because if they wrote a song about Trail and Hamilton and Brantford, I've been to all those places. None of them are the nicest towns in the world. It's certainly not the nicest smelling towns in the world. I get the feeling that Columbus, Georgia is probably a downtrodden, depressed ghost town of an industrial smelter kind of wasteland.
They couldn't afford a B-side.
Right.
They couldn't afford to hire a guy to come in to talk about the town.
Or maybe the Chamber of Commerce just didn't have anything good to say about their town. So.
Now, coming up right now, speaking of United States of America, Cliff Nesteroff, we have Muhammad Ali. Explain a bit about this record here that you've got. It looks amazing, and you said it's a reissue.
Muhammad Ali versus Tooth Decay was a classic record from 1974. And it featured Jimmy Carter,
now, we should
Muhammad
maybe
Ali,
the background. Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, one of his big things after, protesting the Vietnam War and stuff like that, his next big cause that he fought for was proper dental hygiene. And on this album, it's about Muhammad Ali gets a gang of kids, and they're going to fight against tooth decay. And then the thing we're going to listen to now, you can hear Muhammad Ali try and rev up these children to support him, and they're all going to go on this thing, but you're going to hear the voice of tooth decay, and he sounds very, very evil, and he's plotting how to give kids cavities. And at one point, you're going to hear the voice of Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra plays a candy store owner who's trying to force kids to eat ice cream till Muhammad Ali puts a stop to it. So that is all on this album, Muhammad Ali versus Tooth Decay, including Jimmy Carter, Frank Sinatra, Lily Tomlin, Richie Havens, Jane Kennedy, Billie Jean King, Howard Cosell, Gypsy Boots.
And you said there's a follow-up to this album. People should be on the lookout for a follow-up to this album.
Well,
right?
I should be on a lookout for the follow-up. I saw one copy of this on the internet, the sequel to this album, but it was sealed and it was $60, and I've never seen a copy in a store anywhere. But the name of the sequel is The Dope King's Last Stand, starring the same cast with Muhammad Ali fighting against drugs. Tooth Decay first, then drug addiction.
But before that, well, actually, after that, we're going to have a bit of Bobby Clark action.
After we listen to Muhammad Ali, we're going to hear a song called Thank God for Bobby Clark from 1976, when he was at the height of his Broad Street Bullies Philadelphia Flyers fame. Narration by John Facenda. I don't know who that is. And the name of the label is Power Play, so I'm assuming this is a one-shot. And I picked that up in Toronto on my trip out there. And then after that, we're going to listen...
And your favorite place to shop in Toronto is... Cops Vortex.
Well, that was my favorite place to get some of these things, like Columbus, Georgia, and this Bobby Clark, because it has the largest selection of singles, of 45.
In the world.
North America. I think in Europe somewhere there's a larger collection, but this place is pretty amazing. It's not the cheapest place in the world.
What about Recordland in Calgary?
I don't know Recordland. I know, what is it called? Hot Wax? Is that what it's called in Calgary? I don't know Recordland.
Because Recordland apparently is very, very big, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Cops Vortex is very good to supply you with those records. You have these kids' records you're going to play. What should people listen for on these kids' records, Cliff Nesteroff?
Well, I'm going to play a couple songs from one about the letter S and one about the letter X in this group, New Dimensions in Education, from 1978, released a song for each letter of the alphabet. And they're insane. The letter X is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It's supposed to teach kids about the letter X, but it's very scary and confusing.
So it's like from a box set? Do you have the entire box set?
I have every single one except for the letter A with flip side letter B.
How did you get those? Were they in a box, or did you just collect them randomly?
Well, they might have originally been in a box, but they were all. I got them all at the exact same time at a Value Village in East Toronto, and they're all sort of just sitting there with the rest of the 45s, and one after another after another. There's another record that came with it called Introduction to the Letter People, where you hear two children talking about the series and how great it is.
So you listened to the entire series for us. You did that much preparation.
I did that much preparation. And letter X and letter S are the two best of the two. Letter S is about the letter S apparently is a superhero who has socks that help make him fly. And the letter X is apparently mentally handicapped and plays with Moog synthesizers.
Okay, Muhammad Ali, Bobby Clark, and some kids records all on an Art Radio Survey radio show.
Now, I'm going to tell you how you can all get into the fighting. Because what we're going to do to Tooth Decay is really exciting. We've got the stuff to run him away from here, just like I did George Foreman over in Zaire.
Get your dental floss, 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 floss
ready.
Floss,
your toothbrushes, brushes, 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 brushes.
Floated and ready for action. The news is out and this is the latest. They won't have a chance because we are the greatest.
Greatest, 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 greatest.
Ali, I'd like to join.
Meet your husband, teacher.
Hey now. Those are just the words I like to hear. Ali and his gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay.
All right, we're Ali's gang now. Oh boy, when do we get started? What do we do?
We've got a lot of work to do. But before we do that, I've got someone I'd like you to meet. Come on, let's go. Follow me.
Did you hear that, boss?
Of course I did, you idiot.
What are we gonna do now, boss? What are we gonna do now, man? What are we gonna do now?
Don't worry about that. All we got to do is reinstate our old plans. They work every time. Sharpen up our tools. Have you ever heard of children who don't like candy and ice cream?
Yeah, boss. Cake, soda. I need a hot dog.
Very rarely do I ever fail at my job. And those little squirts will only make it easier for me. Now listen, this is my plan. First, we find shelter.
Right, boss?
Just a little space, not much.
Yeah, I'll out a corner of the clubhouse.
How ingenious of me. Of course, of course. Where they least expect. A corner of the clubhouse.
In the jingles.
Where else?
Boss, you know, I really like...
I know. To see anyone munch on a piece of sweet is absolutely divine and neat. Then I get to work. With my hammer and my drill, with my chisel and my skill. My deed will be done cutting through the enamel. Sugar paves the way to the valley of the tender nerve.
Oh, indeed. What a pleasure to taste. To slowly melt around the hardness of the enamel. To ease and squeeze all through the teeth. What a treat it is. La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
And off they go to seek shelter from Ali and his gang.
Now everybody stay together. We don't want to lose anyone.
Hold it a minute. Where is Andy and Kelly?
They stopped in the store to get some ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, no.
The storekeeper is about to hand over ice cream to Andy and to Kelly.
Hey, what's the matter here?
No, that's no good for his teeth. Stop. Too much sugar can cause cavities.
What do you mean? You gonna deny these kids ice cream on a hot day like this? Hey, man, that's like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, come on, Ali. It is hot today.
Listen, kids, I've got something better for you. I know it's very warm today, and we all need something to cool us off. Ice cream like what you might get at this store has a lot of sugar in it. That's one of the major things Mr. Tooth Decay delights in. I've got something that's better to taste and much, much better for you. My bus is right down the street. We'll all squeeze in and go see a very old friend of mine.
Hey, wait a minute. You Muhammad Ali?
Yes, indeed. That's who I am.
Tooth Decay. Oh. Then now I understand what's happening.
It's the wrong star.
Yes, storekeeper. We're starting a campaign to fight Mr. Tooth Decay and his sidekick, Sugar Cuber, too. And what do you think about that, old Blue Eyes?
Hey, you know something? That's an excellent idea. I wish I could come, too.
Yeah, we have a big crowd as it is with the game. Maybe next time we'll call for you.
Wow, this is really something. Hey, wait till Sammy and all them cats they hear about old Dino will never believe this. Oh, howdy, Sivert. Don Sivert, guess what just happened here?
Jake, was that who I thought that was, the heavyweight champion of the world?
Yep, he and the kids are starting a campaign against Tooth Decay. So I'm told. Now, I like that. I want to join the fight, too. You know something, man? He was here, standing in this store on that floor in my store, man.
The gang is driven to a house on the top of a small mountain.
American sports took another pounding this year via the baseball players' strike. Several baseball superstars were threatening to sit out a year or more in order to gain free agent status. According to records on file in federal district court, each team in the NBA has been paying the salaries of various superstars for approximately the past 5 seasons. Is that what our American athletes are becoming? Money-hungry individuals just in sports for the gravy? Well, there are some Americans who are sick and tired of it. Does it take a Canadian-born athlete named Bobby Clark to show the way to the Americans? Come on, let's hear it. Does any other team in American sports have a player as valuable as Bobby Clark? One who could demand the same salary as any other star? Of course Clark can, but he doesn't ask for more. There seems to be a happy medium between player and management. And isn't that the American way? Bobby Clark's hockey career began modestly when the Flyers hesitated drafting him because he was a diabetic, being afraid that he may wilt under the strain of big league competition. Clark was the 17th player chosen that year by the Flyers, and the rest is almost legend. By the way, the Flyers' first choice at that time was a skater named Bob Carrier, who has not been heard of since. Winning the Hart Trophy as the league's MVP in May of 1973 crowned Clark's glorious rise to superstardom. 1973 also held many of the fond memories for Bobby Clark. He was the spark plug and inspirational team leader for the Team Canada's victory over Russia. Earlier in the season, he was given the captain's C and became the incomparable new leader of the Flyers. Then came two Stanley Cup championships in 1974 and 1975, and some people today still call it a fluke. Was it a fluke? Or was it the talents of Perrant, McLeish, Clark, Shiro, and even Schultz that captured those cups? You and I know who it was, don't we? It was Bobby Clark, the leader, the inspiration, the talent, the franchise that captured those two Stanley Cups for the Flyers. It's been proved that you can take away Bernie Perrant for 3/4 of a season, and still the Flyers will come through with another record-breaking year. With Rick McLeish out one half of the year, Clark's line responded with several new all-time scoring records. And Clark personally brought out the absolute best in Barber and Leish. The only time that the Flyers faltered for any appreciable span was when Clark was out of the lineup due to a heel injury for 6 games. The result being only 1 win in those 6 games. So there can't be any other reason why the Stanley Cup is in Philadelphia and will probably remain here as long as Clarkie is around. There has never been a hockey player quite like this guy from Flin Flon. Never, ever. and there never will again. So sit back and enjoy him while he's around. I never knew such legends as Babe Ruth, the Four Horsemen, Vince Lombardi, Gordie Howe, and so many others. But I do know one of the best, Bobby Clark.
I'm Mr. S, and sometimes when I go to sleep, I'm scared. So then I sneak across my room and find my secret box and slip into my super socks. And suddenly, I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S, to the rescue they cry. Train. Save that sinking sailboat from a hurricane. I'm Mr. S, and sometimes when they're scolding me, I smile. As soon as I can sneak away, I find my secret box and slip into my super socks. And suddenly, I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S, to the rescue they cry. Straight on super socks, there's been a robbery. Stop, surrender, don't you mess with me. Mr. S, and sometimes no one plays with me, no one at all. So I just play all by myself, go to my secret box, and slip into my super socks. And suddenly, I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S, save the ball game, they cry. Straight on super socks that swing and sting the ball. Going, going, gone, it won't come back at all. Super special super socks, we save the day. Super socks, you are super okay. Super socks, I'll never put you away. Super socks, hooray!
Exactly where my hand should be. I am made all wrong. Where do I belong? When the parts all mixed and in betwixt belong to me? I am Mr. X, and I'm quite complex. And my front is now exactly where my back should be. I am made all wrong. Where do I belong when my right side up is upside down and under me? Quite complex, X, I, Mr. Quite, am, feet, just exactly, and should mix belong the back of me. Mr. Front, all wrong, right upside is when, down exactly where my X and back is wrong should be.
You're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and Cliff Nesteroff guesting on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show, bringing in his record collections and possibly the two greatest songs ever played on a Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show here. Please explain. What did we just hear, Cliff?
We just heard Mr. X, a song about the letter X, and prior to that, Mr. S, a song about the letter S. And they're two very different letters, as you can hear. Mr. X is... mentally handicapped, and the letter S is a superhero whenever he puts on his socks, so he's perhaps delusional.
And they're from a complete box set, right?
Well, they weren't in a box, but yes, they are a part of a set called The Letter People, and I found out, actually, when I was investigating on the internet, that The Letter People used to be a show on PBS for two seasons, from 75 to 77, though I've never seen the show, and apparently no videos of it or anything like that exists. But, yeah, they recorded a song for every letter of the alphabet. Each song is pretty crazy. Those are the two best. But also the letter O and the letter E, which perhaps I will bring in the future, are also insane. You know, if I was really thinking, I should have brought the letter E, and then we could have spelt S-E-X. But
And you bought these at one thrift store, and then you only bought two. And what's the story behind that?
I bought on a whim, I bought two of the records because they were charging 25 or 50 cents each for singles, you know, and I was like, that's too much. And so I picked up two of the records at the Value Village in Toronto, and then I went over to my girlfriend's house, and I listened to them, and they were so amazing that I left the needle spinning on the record, and I ran out of the house, and I jumped the subway, and I went right back to the thrift store and bought the rest because I couldn't let them go because they were just too amazing. And these two letters we just heard, X and S, were two of the ones that I had to run back to get. So.
And before that, Bobby Clark, a very American song for a very Canadian kid.
Yeah, that was a little bit over the top, hey, with the patriotism and stuff like this. Thank God for Bobby Clark from 1976. I don't know much about that track other than what we heard, really.
And before that, Muhammad Ali versus...
Mr. Tooth Decay and Frank Sinatra as a ice cream peddler trying to force children to eat ice cream. And then the kids ridiculed him and said that he couldn't come along on their venture.
How dare they put down Sinatra? I mean, I think that's really dangerous for kids to do that.
You would think that Sinatra would have busted their kneecaps right there and then or sent somebody to do it, but he seemed kind of awestruck by the fact that he had just met Muhammad Ali walking into his ice cream store.
Not a mashup record, is it? This isn't like fake samples like they used to do in the 60s. This really is the people speaking, right?
Yeah,
this really is Muhammad Ali. This really is Frank Sinatra, who even gives props to Sammy Davis Jr., which is great.
Yeah, he says, wait till Sammy and old Dino hear about this. Yeah, it's the actual voices of everybody. Though, when you listen to it, it sounds like everybody was recorded on a different day in a different studio because the sound quality is different for everybody. But it is the real voices, and they all endorsed this album and participated in it fully. So.
And it's for a great cause, too.
Teeth decay, yes.
And tooth decay.
Yes.
And right now we have some Baroque stuff.
Going to listen to an album that I actually just picked up a little while ago and haven't had the chance to really listen to throughout, but it sounds like it's going to be pretty good. It's by a group called the Baroque Inevitable, which sounds like a fake group to me, but the entire album is just them doing classic rock songs from the late 60s in a more 18th century style. So we're going to hear Wild Thing.
And then after that, Yearbook.
We're going to hear a record called The Thornton Tees Tee Off, and it's a audio yearbook from 1960.
It's an album, too. It's not just a 45.
No, it's
amazing.
A full-length LP from Chicago, Illinois, and I guess the idea behind it was they thought it would be a great novelty in 1960 at their school. Instead of releasing a traditional yearbook that year in book form, everybody would get a yearbook, but it would be a record, and it would be an audio explanation of what went on at their school that year. And it's quite interesting. We'll hear how a hall monitor is visited by the ghost of high school past, and then they review the year. Isn't that clever how they set that up?
And this is one of the first records you ever bought, too, right?
I bought it when I was 15 years old, yeah, in Nelson, B.C., in an antique store for about 50 cents. I actually looked at it every week for like a year, not really knowing what it was, and saying, no, I don't want to get it today, and buying Herb Alpert instead. And then one day I was like, what the hell, I'll buy this. And then, you know, it never really struck me what it was until I finally listened to it and realized that it was a yearbook.
And in Canada, top 40.
That's right. We're going to listen to a promotional LP for Canadian radio stations about what they should do if they want their radio stations to be a hit, especially with Canada Top 40. And in fact, I think this album, the idea was that it was a pre-programmed show sent to radio stations across Canada to play for 15 minutes. You know, it was a prepackaged radio program of Top 40 music from the late 70s.
And then we're going to do the Napoleon.
Then we're going to do the Napoleon by Napoleon the 14th, the same guy who did They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha. We're going to listen to a song called Doing the Napoleon, which is a Napoleon-style dance off a record called Napoleon the 14th. And on the album from the late 60s, 1966 to be exact, every song is about Napoleon, so...
Wild Thing, yearbook, Canada Top 40, doing the Napoleon, all on the Nardwuar Demon Serviette Radio Show.
Superintendent, Dr. Lodgston.
Someone has said that we live only in those moments when we are conscious of our treasures. This album can be the medium through which the pleasant memories of Thornton are recalled. The passing of time, then, will serve only to make these memories more vivid and meaningful.
I'm tired, but I gotta stay awake. One more day of school. Well, this is the last time I have to be on hall guard duty.
Yeah,
I'm sure glad to get out of here. Gotta stay awake. Only one more period, and then freedom. No more school. No more school. What's wrong? Who are you? Where's your hall pass?
I am the spirit of Thornton.
The what?
The spirit of Thornton.
What do you want?
I heard you mention that you would be glad to leave this school.
Yes, but...
Have you forgotten the times when you were very glad to be here? Come with me.
Where?
Through the halls of time and the sounds of Thornton's past.
But how?
Quiet. If you are still, you will hear. Listen.
What's that? That siren.
Hello, my name is Michael Morgan, and welcome to Canadian Top 40, the weekly countdown of the 40 best-selling records in Canada. Our chart is based upon the most comprehensive summary of the contemporary Canadian music scene, the RPM 100. This week, CTF features a Canadian band which has the honor of gold awards on all of its albums and a platinum award on one, but more about that later. Five new entries this week, including one song that has jumped straight into our 40 this week at number 15. At number 40, the first of our new entries, and a song that is clearly guaranteed to make its mark right at the top of our charts in the weeks to come. It's called Top of the World, from a very successful team, Karen and Richard Carpenter. Originally called Spectrum back in 68, they joined forces with Herb Alpert's A&M label in 69, and scored a million seller with Close to You. The rest is history. For the Carpenters, the hits just seem to keep on coming.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Night is a love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Coming up in our first hour, another new entry from a Canadian group whose leader was the co-author of such great hits as These Eyes and American Woman.
Canadian Top 40.
Here's Dennis the Menace and Joey for Dairy Queen.
Hey, Joey, let's go to Dairy Queen for a DQ Sunday.
But we don't have no money.
Let's all go to the Dairy Queen. It's not delicious, Dairy Queen.
Canadian Top 40.
Number 35 this week, and on its way down, ex-James Gang member Joe Walsh, and what must be the funkiest sound in our countdown, Rocky Mountain Way. Joe's second and latest album, by the way, surely deserves some kind of award for the most striking title of the year so far. The smoker you drink, the player you get. Song that peaked at number 7 5 weeks ago, last week number 26, and this week holding down the number 35 spot. Rocky Mountain Way from Joe Walsh and Barnstorm.
Morgan's Coast to Coast.
The third new entry to our charts this week brings that celebrated leader we mentioned earlier. Our star was lead guitarist with Guess Who for 10 years. His name, of course, Randy Bachman. And he seems to have a giant hit on his hands with Blue Collar.
Walk your street, and I walk mine.
At number 30, Bachman Turner Overdrive, with a Toronto-produced record called Blue Collar. The group will be setting off on a tour of Europe early in the new year, and good luck to them. 30 to go to the number one song in the nation today. This is Michael Morgan with the 40 top songs in Canada this week. Canadian Top 40 is heard on great radio stations right across Canada, like CFRN Edmonton.
Canadian Top 40.
get flavor and fresh breath with Double Mint.
When you want big flavor and fresh breath too, you get both big every time you chew.
A stick of Double Mint gum.
Get Double Mint in the pack with the red end.
Number 15, and we're counting them down. This song is very special to anyone who's ever had to say goodbye and start again. Deciding that Reggie Workman wouldn't look too exciting on a record label, the search began for a more intriguing name. Thus began the life of Elton John. A monster hit for sure. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land?
Elton John, entering our chart at number 15. And that's just the beginning for Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Incidentally, Elton occupied the number one position for the first 2 weeks of June this year on RPM with his mysterious composition Daniel, recently certified a Canadian Gold. Upcoming in the next segment of our show, a CTF special feature spotlighting a great Canadian band. So remember, this is the place to be. We're Canadian Top 40, and this is Michael Morgan.
I was raised on country sunshine, green grass beneath my feet, running through fields of daisies, wading through the creek. What you hoping to find like country sunshine?
It's the real thing, Coca-Cola.
Donnie West for Coca-Cola. Like
welcome back to our weekly parade of the greatest music in Canada today. Right now, a group that has received so many awards and recognition from the music industry, they're almost a legend in their own times. Winners of the Juno Award for the Best Group of the Year in 1972, and more recently, the recipients of a Platinum Award, that's for sales of over 100,000 on an album, it has to be Lighthouse. The Platinum Award, the first for a Canadian group, was for Lighthouse Live, recorded in concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. Let's go back to that evening in February 1972 and join the group's dynamic leader, Skip Prokop. That packed 50,000 into Toronto's Nathan Square in another memorable live performance in September this year, Lighthouse. Canadian Top 40 Gold, One Fine Morning. Despite a few changes in the lineup, it's still the same unmistakable winning sound of the number 10 position in our countdown this week. Another composition from Skip Prokop, this is Lighthouse 73 and Pretty Lady. Number 10, Lighthouse. How much further will they go? Well, your guess could be worth a stereo system and the complete library of Lighthouse. Details coming up later this hour. It's Canadian Top 40. We're counting them down, and we do it every week at this time on your favorite radio station.
Canadian Top 40.
Come to Benefit Shop.
Come to Benefit Shop.
Come to Benefit Shop.
It's great to know you're good for. You're good for more. It's great to know. You're good for more at Beneficial
Morgan's Coast to Coast.
We're into the top five already. And at number five, Arthur Garfunkel. He's been in a duet, an actor. He's been in a car wash. It's good to hear him on his own. This is All I Know, Garfunkel.
We've all bruised too.
At 32 years with millions of records behind him, it's worth remembering that at an earlier age in his life, Arthur Garfunkel studied architecture and planned to make it his career. And music in the 60s would not have been the same without the vital force of Simon and Garfunkel's powerful lyrics. In the 70s, both Paul Simon and Arthur Garfunkel, solo artists, seemed to be setting the trends for 74. A little known fact about our next artist is that he's an honor graduate from the Michigan State School for the Blind. The boy who originally idolized the great black blind performer Ray Charles, but now is a great artist in his own right. Stevie Wonder and Higher Ground.
People, keep on learning.
Everything's All Right, Fingertips, and I Was Made to Love Her. Just three of the 12 gold awards awarded to Stevie Wonder and the Motown Corporation. Moving down from number three last week to the fourth slot in our countdown this week, Higher Ground. This is Michael Morgan, and we're moving into the top three next.
Clairol has created the most beautiful shampoo experience on earth. Clairol Herbal Essence Shampoo with
long and silky. Get the feeling.
The highest Canadian record on the Canadian Top 40 this week comes from two guys from London, Ontario. Here's Gary and Dave.
Feeling small makes me want to tell you all about. If I let you down, girl, could you ever love me again?
Gary Weeks and Dave Beckett, recently psychology graduates at Western University, and their second record, Could You Ever Love Me Again?
And you will see, you can be anything you wanna be. Stand real tall and look your best. Place your hand inside your vest. Having fun doing the Napoleon. Acting like Napoleon, jerking like Napoleon, strutting like Napoleon, laughing like Napoleon. And you'll agree, it's kind of naughty, it will set you free. Watch your inhibitions go. Think real big, your world will grow. Having fun doing the Napoleon. Acting like Napoleon, jerking like Napoleon, strutting like Napoleon, laughing like Napoleon.
You're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show with Cliff Nesteroff live on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And Cliff, what did we just hear?
We just heard Doing the Napoleon with a maniacal laugh and more harpsichord action, as if we hadn't heard enough harpsichord with Wild Thing by the Baroque Inevitable. That was Napoleon the 14th with a song that never became a hit, like They're Coming to Take Me Away did.
And speaking of hearing a lot of, we did hear quite a bit of Canadian Top 40. I apologize for that, Cliff. I suffered you through that, didn't I?
Well, I enjoyed it. I thought maybe it went on a little bit longer than necessary, but you were addicted. You had the biggest smile on your face, ear to ear.
I loved it. It was an amazing record. I loved the commercials, the jingles, and we actually cut it out, didn't we, before getting to number two and number one songs. People are probably wondering, what were the number two and number one songs? And we cut it off. Well, you wanted it cut off, Cliff.
It's just like the real Canadian Top 40 countdowns, you know? They always leave you in suspense, you know? There's always more commercials between the last two songs than the rest of the charts, because they want to leave you in suspense. So you'll have to just tune in on another date and hear what's number one and number two on the Canadian charts in the summer of 1976.
And before that, we had Audio Yearbook.
Thornton T's Tee Off, an audio yearbook from Chicago, Illinois, where the hall monitor is visited by the ghost of high school past. And then he's eventually, the whole album becomes progressively more and more dull as they visit the past school year, as you hear a basketball game, and you don't hear play-by-play, you just hear, like, sneakers screeching on the floor and stuff like that. So it doesn't really translate very well to the audio, the yearbooks, but it was pretty
entertaining. But we played it anyways!
Well, I enjoyed the part with the ghost of these amateur actors. Halt! What? Who goes there? I am the ghost of high school past.
An audio yearbook produced by the Debating Club. I wonder if they were getting back at everybody in the school. You know, if it was an authorized release. Like they were just trying to get back at all the people that were screwing them over. Because I imagine the Debating Club wasn't probably the coolest club, was it?
Well, people who are generally involved with yearbooks high schools are not usually the coolest kids. They're usually goody-goody rejects. They're not even the hipsters. They're just the dorks.
And we began with Wild Thing.
Did we begin with Wild Thing? It seems like it was so long ago. Oh, yeah, that was because of the Canada Top 40 in the middle. Yeah, it was Wild Thing by the Baroque Inevitable, and I haven't listened to that album yet. It sounds like it's going to be great. They do all sorts of great rock and roll covers in there. So.
And now we're going back to an album about LSD here.
We started off the show with the LSD record. We're going to play 30 seconds off the flip side, because we're going to start a surf music set here to end the Nardwuar the Human Serviette show. We're going to hear some LSD narration to some hoppin' surf rock that Capitol Records was well known for.
What's the background on this record, and also the background, your personal relationship with this record?
I used to have this record, this LSD record, about 10 years ago. I checked it out of the Selkirk College Library in Castlegar, B.C., but their records weren't logged on the computer like all their other stuff in the library was.
They had the LSD record at the library?
Yeah, and it was in card file form because nobody ever checked out the records. They never bothered transferring their format from like the barcode to the card file. So I checked it out by card file, and it took them forever. They didn't know how to do it. They had to find an old stamp to check it out. And I figured that since it took them so long to do that, they wouldn't be checking to see who had checked out stuff manually. And so I basically never returned the records, and they never phoned me. And so I had these records. I took out that one, a Bertrand Russell spoken word one, an Ezra Pound record, and all sorts of great stuff. And I lent the LSD record to a guy who ran a head shop in Nelson. And here's the lesson and the moral to the story.
For drugs? Is that why you lent
it to him? Just in general, because I thought he'd get a kick out of it. And here's the moral. Never, ever, ever, ever lend anything important to a hippie, because they will lose it, which he did in one day. He lost it. He was supposed to bring it back the next day, and I came back, and he's like, I lost it. And so I never saw that record again until I bought it 1 month ago right here in Vancouver, B.C., at a location that will be undisclosed.
Now, how about some of these location disclosures, please? Because you've been hiding stuff all across the country, Cliff. Can you give some people a little hunt to go on?
Well,
where do you find all these records?
I generally just go to the thrift shops like everybody else, but I put a little bit more effort into it. Like, I was in Langley. It took four bus transfers to get there. But I went to Langley. I went to the Valley Village and the Salvation Army. I got James Brown's fourth ever album on Kent Records there in the thrift store for $0.50. Like, if you put in the effort, you can get the
good stuff. But there are hidden treasures. You have hidden stuff all across the country, Cliff.
I have one record store that's my favorite place in the world. It's where my record collection was started and founded upon, and I still return there time to time when I'm nearby, and all records in the store are $3 or less, and I always come back with amazing things, whether it be a sugar.
No, where is that store,
that
and where have you hidden stuff? I guess what I'm getting at is you have hidden records across the country.
That record store is in the general North American vicinity.
But what I meant by hiding stuff is
I
like
stash things.
Like specifically, like in Saskatoon, you've hidden stuff somewhere.
But
right?
people do that generally, don't they? They stash something, they see it, they can't afford it at the time, or they have to buy one thing.
But you never go back to get it, so maybe you could tell the people where it is so they can go and get it.
Cops Vortex in Toronto, which is more of a collector's store, has all sorts of great stuff stashed upstairs. Their 45 collection is amazing, but everything's $5 and up, so I don't know if I should bother even hiding it. I don't know if anybody else would be lifting, thank God, for Bobby Clark. Though I'm afraid that you know, the next time I go, they won't have three copies of that song by Alan Thicke about Bobby Orr, which they have.
And you are Cliff
Nesterov.
And you are on the
Nardwar,
the Human Serviette Radio Show. And Cliff, winding up here, we have a few more times of songs here for you to play.
We're going to hear the LSD Surf song. Then we're going to hear
Dinner with Drac and a Nagoofy Hodad and a Nawailers from Tacoma, Washington, the B-side of Dirty Robber.
We're going to listen to three 1960s novelty surf songs, and then we're going to finish off with one that isn't so novelty, is just awesome, by the Wailers, called Mau Mau.
And if there's time, we might throw in a few other things.
Hopefully. I don't think there will be time, but hopefully.
Well, thank you again for coming out to the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show here today, Cliff. Really appreciate it, because you were on CITR last night as well, weren't you?
I was on CITR just 12 hours ago, and I was on CBC tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. I am on CBC Radio 1, so...
Cliff Nesterov, a.k.a. Cliff Nesterov, live here on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Cliff?
Nothing at all, other than stay in school.
All right, well, thanks so much, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot.
LSD itself certainly is not fatal, but for individuals temporarily irrational in mind and spirit, it can be the propellant toward a swift demise. Accidents and suicides have been reported. High on the drug, an adolescent slashed his arm and bled to death in a field of lilies. Even homicidal tendencies can emerge. The fortunate, among those who become unhinged under LSD, at least manage to stay alive. For a 14-year-old truant, it was difficult enough defining one personality, her own. She was asked when she took LSD for the first time.
Right before my 14th birthday, 13.
You're 13 years old.
And it brought a lot of things forward that I wasn't quite ready for. And I become a lot more aware, a little bit sharper through, you know, taking LSD, but I wasn't quite ready for it. It's put me in a very strange state of mind ever since. I've been taking psychiatric treatment because of my LSD trips.
When he dropped out of college, a Southern Californian named Brian found himself...
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. The waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Thank you.
How are things in Transylvania? For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
See the big surf building. Deep in the curl. Prone out. That's the hodad. Roll over, hodad. Goofy for the hodad. Roll over.
Building deep in the tunnel, right in the nose, is the hodad. Roll over, hodad, goofy footer, hodad. Roll over.
See the fast moving peak.
See the fast moving peak building
deep in the wall, ready for the drop. It's the hodad. Roll over, hodad. Goofy footer, hodad, roll over.
See the big water, see the big water building, deep in the shore break, wiped out. Hodad. Take gas, hodad. Goofy footer, hodad. Take gas.
spread your little wings, your little wings, and I take you to Canada.
Live from the University of British Columbia, you are listening to Thunderbird Radio News on CITR 101.9 FM. This is UBC's and Vancouver's very own volunteer-produced student and community newscast. The time is 5 o'clock. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm Allison Benjamin. In this week's news, a Tennessee community radio station is angry at the U.S. government for censoring them. Local nurse Megan Oleason and the Pivot Legal Society have been given a Human Rights Award for their contribution in the fight against AIDS. And I speak to a representative of a feminist Iraqi human rights group.
Today's edition of The Arts is all about the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Stay tuned for Fringe reviews in the second half of the hour, and sports and weather after that. We first go to your local news. Christy Clark, British Columbia's Minister of Children and Family Development and the MLA for the Port Moody Westwood constituency, has resigned from her job. She says she resigned so that she can spend more time with her 3-year-old son.
Local nurse Megan Oleason has been given a Human Rights Award. She was chosen for her contribution in setting up North America's first safe injection site in Vancouver's downtown east side. The Pivot Legal Society, which works to represent Vancouver's hard drug users, sex workers, and the homeless, was also given an award. Human Rights Watch and the Canadian HIV and AIDS Legal Network chose the recipients for their contributions in the battle against AIDS. In the spring of 2003, the Vancouver Police Department began a campaign to close the open-air drug markets in the downtown east side. Although the operation was successful, the police were criticized for harassing drug users, forcing druggies underground. Groups such as the Vancouver Network of Drug Users claimed that the police action was making it harder for drug users to seek clean needles and pushing drug use underground. Megan Oleason, a registered nurse, is credited with setting up the safe injection site during this time.
In a move that will make covering the cost of post-secondary education more difficult for students, the University of British Columbia is canceling